این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of Truth, a selection of Imam Khomeini's viewpoints.
Date January 1989, place Jamaran, Tehran, subject Invitation to Islam and Expressing the Deficiency of the Materialist Thought in Determining the Needs of Humanity, Prediction of the Defeat of Communism. Addressee, Mikhail Gorbachev, Chairman of the Presidium of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics. In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful. Your Excellency, Mr. Gorbachev, Chairman of the Presidium of the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics, with due wishes for the happiness and prosperity of Your Excellency and the people of the Soviet Union. Since your assumption of office, there has been the impression that in analyzing world political events, particularly those pertaining to the Soviet Union, you have found yourself in a new era of reassessment, change, and confrontation. Your boldness and initiative in dealing with the realities of the world is quite likely to bring about changes that would result in upsetting the equations of power dominating the world. I have therefore found it necessary to bring certain matters to your attention. Even if your new approach and decisions are merely used as a means to overcome the party crisis and to resolve some of the problems confronting your people, your courage in reappraising a school of thought that has for decades enchained the revolutionary youth of the world behind its iron curtain is indeed worthy of praise. If, however, you are considering taking a step forward, the first thing that will ensure your success is that you reevaluate your predecessor's policy of obliterating God and religion from society. This policy has, no doubt, the heaviest blow to the Soviet people. Rest assured that this is the only way whereby world problems can be dealt with realistically. Of course, it is possible that as a result of wrong economic policies of the former communist leaders, the Western world, an illusory heaven, will appear to be fascinating, but the truth lies elsewhere. If you hope at this juncture to cut the Gordian economic knots of the socialism and communism by appealing to Western capitalism, you will far from remedying any ill of your society, commit a mistake which those to come will have to erase. For, if Marxism has come to a deadlock in its social and economic policies, capitalism has also bogged down in this as well as in other respects, though in a different form. Mr. Gorbachev, reality must be faced. The main problem confronting your country is not one of private ownership, freedom and economy. Your problem is the absence of true faith in God. The very problem that has dragged or will drag the West to vulgarism and an impasse. Allahu Akbar, 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 Allahu Akbar.